you have bulletin with you? See this picture? This is not the picture how pastors lose their hairs. Yeah, when I saw the picture, wow. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to our Mitaki Green Chapel International Service. I'd like to preach from James chapter 3. Pastor Chris asked me to preach from the letter of James because he started a new series. So I choose chapter 3. Let me read from verse 1 to 12. The title is Small But Powerful Organ, which is tongue, which is mouth. Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Amen. This is very simple, understandable, easy to follow teaching. I like James because it's easy to understand and easy to follow compared to Paul's letter. Some letters of Paul is really hard to understand sometimes. But James is very simple. It's very practical. You know, it's like a manual or instruction, you know. So this chapter, scripture just I've read, is a manual of how to use our tongue, our mouth. And he said tongue is the key part to control us. Of course, this scripture started... Now, many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know who teach will be judged more strictly. So if you want to be a teacher, you have to be careful on your mouth and lip, the tongues. That's how he started. But the whole idea of teaching of the scripture is not only for the teachers, I think. And he said, we all stumble in many ways, if anyone is never at fault in what he says, He is perfect man. If we do not make mistake how we say, how we, on our tongues, we're going to be perfect. What does it mean? The tongue is the, if we control tongues, we can control everything. You know, tongue is the key. So he shows the two examples. One is like this. It's bit. Bit. We use bit for a computer, we say byte. You know, but this is bit. Or byte or bit, I don't know. But I've never ride on horse, but they use bit, put the bit on his, on the horse's mouth, and put the rope or from the bit, and we pull this side or right, you know, and then we can turn the horse right or left. This is a small one, just a little small iron part can manipulate, can control the horse. And also the rudder for ship. You see the rudder? Compared to the whole body of ship, rudder is rather small. But if you move the rudder, the whole ship, whole body of ship can move. It's very easy to understand. Even the 5 years old can understand the saying, you know, like the bit for horse, rather for ship. So mouth, tongue, is for whole or a body of human beings. And number two, he said, it's hard to control our tongue. He uses the word tame, tame. It's hard to tame. We can tame all kinds of animals. He said birds. What's it? He said. Where is that? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Birds, reptiles. Have you ever tamed reptiles? But he said we could tame reptiles. So maybe in the first century, they have a reptile for their pets. Yeah, birds and reptiles. And not dogs. They did not have dogs for the pets in the first century. Because dog was the one of the worst animals in the first century. Yeah. Dog is very, you know, they are afraid of dogs because of, once they bite by dog, you got the disease. Yeah. So some very rich men, like king, you know, they could have a very small animal, but usually, basically, dogs are very dangerous animals. Yeah. So they don't tame the dogs. Not like us, not like my dog. This is my dog. Yeah. His name is Luke. He just turned 11 years old this summer. Yeah. 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 11 years old. Looks still young. And we tame him, you know. He will do some moves. But, you know, easy to tame the dogs. But in the first century, they tame, have birds and even, what he said, even the creatures of the sea are tamed. What the creatures of the sea? Maybe dolphin? A whale, something? You know. But James used the birds, reptiles, and creatures in the sea could be tamed. You know, we can tame them. But the tongue. But the tongue. Tongue is our own organ, is our the things we have, but it's hard to tame, hard to control. That's what he said. And number three, tongue can corrupt anything. Corrupts everything. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. The example is, consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Yeah, just one cigarette can burn the whole forest, whole mountain, like this. Yeah. Even one small fire can burn everything. Tongue, mouth, word could corrupt the whole thing. Even one small word can kill people. Even one small word corrupt the whole church, the family. Tongue is very effective, you know, very dangerous, very, very effective. Can corrupt anything. James emphasized the negative part of tongue, especially in this scripture. And very interesting story is the final part of the story. Tongue is like a Jekyll and Hyde. You know the Jekyll and Hyde, Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. You know, one person, but the two different characters. From the verse 9, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth came praise and cursing. Wow. That's true. It's true, yeah. We praise the Lord. It's Sunday afternoon. But we curse somebody after service. If you get upset, if you get angry, you know, what's the strange organ, strange, powerful, but strange organ we have? He uses James uses two examples. This is easy to understand. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Of course, no. Yeah. Only fresh or salty water comes from the spring. Another example is, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear fig trees? This is the olive tree with grape. Strange picture. But the human tongue, human mouth, human lips can bear two different fruit together, like, you know, the same time. So he said, tongue is key part to control us, but hard to control. And tongue can corrupt anything, and tongue is like Jekyll and Hyde. But as I said, James emphasized tongue is very important. We have to control. And if we could control our tongues, we can control the whole body. Have you ever made any mistakes with your tongues, with your lips? Any regrets? Oh, I should have not said that like that. Ah, many, huh? Many, yeah. I do, yes, I have. Ah. Why I said like that? I should not have said like that. Maybe I should be quiet. I should not say anything. You know. In Japan, we said, if you do not say anything, your ignorance will not be discovered in 3 years. Yeah. If you want to show yourself as wise, be quiet. Do not say anything. But we say, but we have to say sometimes. Yeah. But of course, we have to remember, You know, we have to be careful, as James teaches us. From now on, our lips are very powerful. You know, even one word can corrupt anything. Even one word to corrupt the whole thing, like a fire. But I'd like to tell you the positive part of tongue. Because I remember I started the new series of Proverbs from 2 months ago. But Chris asked me to preach from the James. So I teaches from James chapter 3. But I'd like to keep my series too. So I'd like to show the positive part of the tongues, which is taught in the Proverbs. There are many sayings, many proverbs, many good ideas from in the Proverbs. Like tongues produces, tongues could make a lot of fruits. Like 12:14 said, from the fruit of his lips a man is filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hands rewards him. From the fruit of his lips a man is filled with good things. Wow. You know, after we read the James, read these scriptures from Proverbs, you know, I feel like relieved. Okay, I can say something. You know, even our lips can make fruit. 13:2 said, from the fruit of his lips a man enjoys good things. Amen. Wow, I like this positive part. But the unfaithful have a craving for violence. 16:23 said, a wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. Yes. And also, there are some teachings. Tongue affects hearts. I like those teachings as a counselor. You know, I quote many times. 12:25 said, an anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Wow, amen. Or a kind word cheers him up. 51 said, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Stirs up anger. But if we respond, if we answer gently, turn the wrath away, you know. And 16:24 said, pleasant words are honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Wow, I love it. I love it. Pleasant words are honeycomb. Pleasant words is like honey, and it's sweet to the neighbor's heart. Do you have those kind of words with your mouth? You know? Better than chocolate. Think about what we say. You know, all these teachings said the words, the lips, and tongues have a power. We can cure. We can cheer. We can give sweet. You know, lips can make fruit. So this is the teaching of the Bible, you know. Of course, James emphasized on the negative part of the tongues. We have to be careful. But also the Proverbs emphasize the positive part of the tongues. And 15:23 says, a man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timing word. 25:11 said, a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. These teachings These scriptures teach us timing is important. Timing. When you said that, you know, sometimes it's too late, sometimes it's too early, you know, the timing. Okay, this is the time to say something. This is the time to give the card. This is time to reply the email, you know. Now we use messengers, lines, you know, we, in Japan, I don't know the other countries, especially the teenagers have a problem of the timing of response. You know, if they are late for respond, you know, they feel, wow, she doesn't like me anymore, or he doesn't like me anymore. They have to respond as soon as possible. It's like a catch ball. So they keep the smartphone in their hands. Why? Because they have to respond, get a mail, and say something. Don't be late. But it's very weird. You know? But we have to think when. What time is the good time, good timing? You know, what is the best time to reply? I heard the story about 90 years old couple, 90 years old, and wife was driving a car, and she missed the signal because 90 years old. She passed the street, you know, ignored the signal. Maybe she couldn't see. The husband was on the right side or left side, saw the signal. And he wants to say, oh, what, you know, you missed the, you ignored the signal. You make us dangerous. He wants to say at the time, but he did not say. Because he thought it is not the good timing for old lady. If he said at the time, you know, right after she ignored the signal, he thought she was embarrassed, you know. She felt, you know, because I was so old, you know, make our couples very dangerous. So the 90 years old husband be quiet at the time. After dinner, he asked his wife, honey, can I talk now? And he said, this afternoon, you ignored the signal. Did you remember? She said, oh, no, I didn't remember, or I did not know what I did. Oh, really? Oh, you ignored the signal. Maybe you did not see. She said, oh, maybe I missed it. I was concentrated on driving. So thank you, honey. You know, you did not say at that time. That's the timing. If he said right after he ignored the signal, maybe 90 years couple start fighting in the car. Maybe if he said, hey, honey, you ignore the signal, she would said, you did it yesterday, and, you know, you made a mistake every day, and, you know, that's the human being. So what I say is the timing is very important. Man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word. So we have to think, you know, what timing is good to say to your spouse or friends or neighbors. And finally, 15:26 says, the Lord despises the thought of the wicked, but the delights in pure words. Our Lord delights, he likes the pure word. Pure means without any bad ideas. You know, if we have the pure words, God delights and God likes and God uses what we said. So I showed the both parts of the tongue. Negative part from James and positive part from the Proverbs. Both are the teaching of the Bible and both are important. And we understand how our lips, our tongues, our mouths are important. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the teaching. Tongue is the small but powerful organ. It's hard to control. But Lord, today we learned from the Bible. So from now on, especially this week, we have to be careful what we say. And help us to give good words to our neighbors and friends. And we can cheer him or her up. And we can comfort them. And we can help them at the good timing, Lord. Lord, we need your help and we need your wisdom, because tongue is the most important part of our body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.